Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Yes, that Kevin Pollock. What's that? First pet? That was a cat named Rascal. Street I grew up on, Willowbrook Drive. So yes, for the What's Your Porn Actor Name game, mine would be Rascal Willowbrook. You betcha. What's yours, listeners? But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Let's welcome Craig Kakowski. Kakao, standout thing you learned this summer.
I'm still thinking of my porn name, which is Kitty Woodfern. Uh-huh.
They're always so great.
What did I learn?
Maybe that's it, since we're still in the summer.
Kitty, I'm going to stick with Kitty Woodfern.
Yes, Woodfern. Woodfern, we need you on set. Please say hello to Gary Anthony Williams.
Please allow Gary Anthony Williams to say hello to you.
Yeah,
if
baby.
I can take some time.
Yeah, please.
Hi.
G-Dub, recalling life as a child, what was a truly odd thing you heard someone say, which would later make sense as an adult?
Dude, one time, and this is real. First of all, my dad was very dry funny. My mother was kind of loud. Once when I was a tiny, tiny, tiny kid, she was sitting around with a bunch of her women friend. And they were eating these little Debbie oatmeal snack cakes with cream in the middle.
Sure.
And my mother said to Miss Elizabeth, or Miss Lisbeth, she said, Lisbeth, you want one of these? And Miss Lisbeth said, no. Nah. And my mother said, woman, you know you like that white stuff going down your throat.
Oh, man.
And then, they just all busted out laughing, and I had no idea why they laughed, so I just filed it away. And things to think about as I'm older, and then when I got older, I realized that my mom was talking about Miss Lisbeth eating jism.
And how old were you when that beautiful memory
that
sprung?
That had to be, I wasn't even in school yet, so I had to be about 5 years old. Yeah.
And when the memory sprung, when it made sense, was just a couple years ago?
It was no more than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, mama.
Thank you very much for all of that. In the Who's, Jackie Gonzalez de Ruthie. Woohoo. J-Do, do you remember baking your first cake?
Never baked a cake. Don't like cake. Won't.
Stop it. What about pie? What about pie?
I love pie. Yes.
First pie you baked?
I do remember baking my first pie. It was an apple pie. I think it was my first Thanksgiving being staying in Los Angeles and not going home.
Mm-hmm.
And
what a treat.
What a treat.
It went well?
Yes, it went very well. It turns out I'm very good at making pie.
Did you do the fold-up thing at the edges?
No, I didn't go crazy. But I did make my own dough. And the dough was very, very good. And I still use the same recipe. I recently made a peach pie.
I recommend peach and blueberry next time?
Please.
Yeah.
I'll take any recommendation. I love making and eating pie. My porn name is Andrew Montgomery.
Thank you for sharing. Oh, that's a great one. I also love an animal pet named Andrew. Oh, that's good. And now James Heaney, Jumpin' Jimmy Flash. If you did have a face-to-face with an actual alien, what might you say?
I would say, what's the secret to traveling so quickly across so much space? Okay. And you can call me Sarah South Street.
Sarah South Street?
Wow.
Do you say the street part or just Sarah South? Yeah, my first dog's name was Sarah and I lived on South Street.
Sarah South Street. We need you on set 5. And last, but stick your finger in it, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Pumpkin Hole, odd nicknames you were given?
I wasn't given any nicknames. I was given titles.
Okay. What was title 3?
Title 3 was, let's see, it was probably Admiral of the New Oceans.
Okay.
Yeah. A good buddy of mine bestowed that upon me.
Sweet, sweet pal. Yeah.
And then my porn name is Vagina Fat Cock.
The last name was Fat Cock?
Fat Cock.
You're not in that cul-de-sac? Did you grow up in that cul-de-sac on Fat Cock?
Yeah, I did. Why?
No, my
Fatcock Court.
My my family lived in the cul-de-sac, right there at the bulb.
Right there at the ball of the tip.
The tip of the cul-de-sac.
Fatcock Court.
Small world.
That is so crazy. Yeah, that's a family thing. My family, the white people who owned my family, they left part of that to. Here I go talking about who owned me again. We'll do this later.
Get him started. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails.
Slavery.
Or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like standalone bonus scenes, that's new, or video of our recording sessions, or at the highest level of support, Alchemaniac, you'll have a choice to join us for one of these recording sessions. You heard me! Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like a scene suggestion sent via email, hey, I love to read them. Love to respond. alchemythis@gmail.com. That's alchemythis@gmail.com. Scene one comes from Patreon Alchemaniac Will, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemist Will Morris of upstate St. Louis. Every genre, reality, TV, fights in an all-out Highlander-style war to the death. There can only be one. Thank you. Love you. P.S. Order up." Hey, who are you here for?
I'm waiting for my dance partner.
Right.
He was supposed to be here 3 hours ago. I can't go on stage without him.
I understand. Okay. So we're going to wait for your partner?
Yeah, if we can. I hope he's okay. He's not answering his phone.
I just need you to sign in. I just need you to sign in, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Okay.
Just their name. Name of the show, shoe size, and if you have a button, that'd be great.
Okay,
show button.
Show button. I have a button on my outfit. Does that?
Sure.
I'm not going to ruin
the outfit.
What you mean by button?
Show button, like a button that has the name of the show on it.
I haven't received that yet.
All right. So right now we'll just take shoe size.
Okay.
And name of you and your show.
Okay. So shoe size 4.5, child
4.5. Child 4.5.
My partnership's name is Diablo Duo. But
Diablo Duo.
I know for a fact those goddamn property brothers are right behind that wall, okay? Now we got to get in there. We got to bludgeon them to death. All right?
How do we know which one we're bludgeoning, though? They look
both,
very
both of them. Both of them. Okay. Both of them, and we got to cut their heads off.
You honestly don't want to see one more dead than you want to see the other, because I want one more dead first.
Well, then take that one. Take that one, okay?
So you don't have any choice. You don't have any choice in the matter. You're indifferent about this.
It doesn't matter, okay? We have made our way through half of the HGTV personality lineup, all
right? Right, right.
I haven't even processed what we've done, okay? I
There's
can't.
Blood on our hands. There's guilt in our hearts.
But there's something we got to do, okay? Because if they get to us, they're going to do the same thing.
Exactly.
All right?
First of all, if you beheaded before me, no. Let's do this in the right way. If I get beheaded before you, I want you to pick my head up and look into my eyes and say something to see if I try to answer.
Okay. Okay, okay. And then if my head gets cut off before you.
I don't want to imagine that. That sounds like a travesty.
Hi, checking in. Ted Property. Todd Property, my brother.
Ted Property. Hi, Todd.
12 and a half.
12 and a half.
12 and a half. The show is Property Brothers.
Okay. Is that the button?
This is the show button.
Wow. That's a winner. That's a damn good button.
That's one for you. And Todd has a little gift for you as well.
Here you go. We made this ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
That, you can hang that around your neck.
Is that a pie?
It's like a button, but you don't have to put a hole in your shirt. So
you killed my brother, Todd Property.
And now it's time for you to die, Ted Property.
Just cut his head off.
He's pulling out my intestines.
Cut his head off, man.
I'm not sure that's going to do the job there.
My head still on the floor. I'm still talking.
I'm still talking. I got confused. His head. I forgot. Hold on.
Could you stop doing that? I'm going to call 911 and see if we can't save this fella.
911. How can I help you?
hello there. You. Yeah, we have a situation down at the reality contest.
Oh, and what a horrible thing, a situation. Yeah.
Yep. 621 Burbank Boulevard.
Okay. If you could send someone. Cops? Do you need ambulance?
What EMT. I think an EMT. We just need to shove some intestines back inside of one of our contestants. That's contestants, contestants.
What's happening? Also, my head's separated from my body.
Somehow he's lost his head as well. I'm not sure if that's metaphorical or actual.
Well, his head is talking.
It's actual.
His head is talking when it's actual. Cut off.
I've got a talking head here.
This is crazy, man. He's supposed to be dead after I cut off his head.
I know.
We got to get in there and figure out what part of him we need to cut off to make him die.
Wait a second. Maybe he shouldn't have died. Maybe we shouldn't have cut off his head, huh? Maybe some of the people that we've been cutting off their heads shouldn't have got their heads cut off, huh?
Okay, here's what we can do to rectify the situation. I'm going to sneak back in there before the 411 or 911 or whoever gets there, and I'm going to try to reinstate his head onto his body.
Okay. Hold on. Before we do that, okay. Let's come up with a reveal. Okay, we're going to have a reveal section.
Got to have a reveal. Got to have a reveal.
Okay, a little before and after. Okay, so that means we're going to have to get some interviews done of people who know him beforehand.
Right. Handheld interview so that it all looks action. Right.
Exactly. Okay. And then we're going to have to do like a rehab of the body or something. So when he gets the body, it looks better than what it was.
Giacomo, I'm outside. I don't know. I can't audition without you. Where are you?
I'm stuck in traffic. Come on, you must wait a little bit longer, please.
Tell them to open it. They won't even give me a show button without you being here, but they also won't let me sign in without a show button.
Don't worry about it. I have a show button. Don't worry about it. I'm almost there.
Hey, buddy, move your moped. Move your moped.
I can't be on the phone. It's too hard to steer when I'm on the phone with you, okay?
Don't do this to me, Giacomo. I'm absolutely freaking out. You know how nervous I get before our big auditions.
What do you want me to do? Split the lanes and get myself killed?
No, I don't want you to get yourself killed, but yeah, if you can get here any faster,
then you're
going
to have to
be
patient. I didn't know there was going to be so much traffic.
Well, I didn't know that I needed to be patient when I signed up to do the Paso Doble with you. What? Come on!
Wet socks. I got wet socks for sale.
Hey, hold on one second. I need to get these.
Give something to the guy on the moped. He want to move his moped. Give him what he wants and let him move it as a moped.
All right. Hey, man, you want some wet socks for sale?
Can I get two pairs? One for men and one for women. Wet socks, two pairs.
Oh, they're unisex, man. I mean.
Okay, can I get one large and one small?
They're unisex, man. Are you dumb, huh? It's one
I'm
side.
Not dumb, okay? Then I'll take two.
Get the damn socks and get your ass over here, now!
Okay, I'm on my way.
What? Huh? What happened? Hello? Is anyone left here? Oh my god, there's so much blood. Hello? Oh god.
Well, look who it is.
What?
Matt has seen one. So I promised as soon as Sean Connery got here, we would cut that fucker short. Oh, baby. Scene two. Comes from listener Milton, who wrote, "Hi, crew. After hearing my email read in the best podcast, I thought less effort on the opening lines, more energy for the scene suggestion. And since I heard you guys like when the audience themselves rate their own suggestions, here's a good one." Scene suggestion, short-term memory detective closing in on the infamous senile killer. Kiss me, little kiss, Milton from Sweden.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
What's the problem?
None of the clues are adding up. I just don't get it.
You're just not good with math or clues?
What the fuck is your problem? Are we working together or not, man, huh?
I don't know. You don't know.
God damn, dude. Look, every weapon is different.
Yep, I see
all
that.
Right? Yeah, every victim is different. Every location is different. Right. There's no rhyme or reason. I don't know what the motivating factor is for this psycho.
Now, why let's not use words like psycho? Do you have to put a title like that on this particular person? That's all they are right now, is a person.
Do you know what we're talking about?
Murder? Multiple? Clues?
Okay, good. For the first time in a long time, you're actually paying attention. Usually you just like forget what the hell I'm talking about.
Franklin, Delano, I need both of you in the office right now.
Fuck my life. Coming, Captain. Just let me do the talking this time, all right?
From the guy who just said, "Fuck my life, I want you heading this." Great. Yeah, awesome.
Okay, you know what?
Let's have you do all the talking then. I'll stand there like an idiot.
No, you know what? Why don't you go in there and do it, right? Captain, give us a second. Give it.
No, guys. Figure out who's going to do the talking before you get into this office. I don't have all damn day.
All right, you do the talking. You do the talking. I'm super fine.
Oh, excuse me. Can you help me with my oven? It seems to not be working in my unit.
Sure. I was just heading out to the garage. But
it'll take just a moment. Come into my unit.
Okay.
All right. Oh, this is the oven right here.
It's a problem with the oven? What is it, not turning on?
Put your head inside of it.
I'm not going to put my head in the oven.
Put your head inside of it. Please. There's something wrong with my oven. I can't cook my pies.
Do you have Hubert's number? He's the super for this building.
No, I can't wait that long. It gets so late so early here. Put your head in the oven.
Okay, I'm not putting my head in the oven.
Put your head in the oven.
Ow!
Ow! And up to 400 degrees.
My head.
Oh, I can't wait till those detectives find us.
He should be here in a bit. He's supposed to come to the garage.
Are you talking about Hubert, or are you talking about
James? No, I'm talking about James. James is on garage duty.
Yeah, I understand that, but Hubert's not around either. What the hell?
Yeah, that is kind of strange. Hey, have you been noticing like a lot of people been getting fucking killed lately?
Yeah, and not only that, fucking killed, but a lot of people are... check out my eyebrows as they go up fucking missing as well.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
A lot of people aren't around, huh?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure James will be here any moment.
Yeah, I'm sure he will be too. Yeah. Yeah, he would.
Excuse me, fellas. I hate to bother you. I was asked to investigate a case here. I was wondering if either of you know where apartment 3A.
I'm sorry, 3A or 3A? Because there's both of those apartments in the show.
My mistake. Thanks, fellas.
What the hell was that about? We could have answered.
I have no idea. Was it me or was that duster jacket on him way too big?
Too big for what? You're never too big to look good, right?
Exactly. I'm always like, why don't they make the dusters just unisex?
Right? Like, wet them down and make them unisex.
Exactly.
And by the way, a lot of people don't realize unisex means the same size. It's not even about whether it's male or female.
It's not the same size.
Gentlemen, I hate to disturb this rather candid conversation you're having. Can I ask if either of you know where I might find an apartment 3A? A is an apple.
No, that's what we were asking earlier. Yeah, you said 3A or 3A in it.
You were asking each other what I just asked?
I was asking you, and then you scratched your head and you walked away.
Oh, this is my first time here, sir. I don't recall.
Your first time?
So is it apartment 3A that I'm looking for? A as an apple, A as an antenna.
Is that a question?
Hold up just one second. Hey, he said this is his first time here, and clearly he just walked up to us and asked for 3A.
I know. You're hurting my elbow. Yeah,
sorry.
I know. That's fine. It's fine. I totally agree. That's just crazy.
And I grab hard, and I do. Seriously, let me apologize.
I know. Oh, God damn.
But you heard him, right? You saw him the first time.
Yes.
Clearly, I've come at a bad time, gentlemen. You have very important things to discuss. You're good. I'm just looking. You know what? I'll go from 1A to 2A, and eventually I'll find 3A, I imagine.
Yeah, that's one of the ways of doing
it. Bonjour, my friends. I was wondering if you could tell me, where is apartment 3A?
3A, the second guy did it, man. Hey, what's up with this kind of like fantasy kind of steampunk look you got going on here, huh?
I have an elaborate waxed mustache and a bowler hat.
Yes.
But I don't know that I would necessarily say it's steampunk.
You got a cane and you look like you're from like, I don't know, turn of the century kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oui, monsieur. Apartment 3A?
Yes, follow that fellow there in the... what my partner considers an oversized duster. Just follow him.
It is an oversized duster.
You consider it that way. But we don't know his past. He could have been a big patty in the past.
What does it matter? It's too long.
Hello? What's everybody doing here at my place?
Sorry to bother you, ma'am. I don't know who this
you know,
is.
I was in the middle of kissing a little kiss from a boyfriend of mine. I was in the middle of kissing a little kiss.
Well,
everybody
I was very sorry.
Knocking on my door.
I understand. I'm looking for a Thompson fellow by the name
now,
of
my boyfriend. He's
Thompson?
Asleep now. I was going to get it in, and now he's asleep.
Is his name
I
Thompson?
I had to come answer the door. He fell asleep. That
if this is a bad
night.
Time, I can come back at another time. I'm very sorry.
I also can come back at another time.
I'm just saying, you've already ruined my night. What's everyone doing here? You need some fruits?
I just had a couple of questions for a fellow by the name of Thompson, Miss.
Thompson. Oh, you're looking for 3A Apple. This is 3A. It's just me by my lonesome here.
Oh, my mistake.
Except for when my boyfriend's over.
Could one of you two boys, could you help me? I have a problem with my blender in unit 3A Apple.
I'm sorry, were you talking to me and my, were you talking
either
to...
Either one of you two boys, but certainly only one.
Well, we got to be quick. We're looking for our buddy James. So.
Yeah, and Hubert, he's also missing.
Yeah, but James was supposed
to be
in the garage.
It's
so
probably a real simple fix. It's a little tiny blender.
What were you cooking in here?
I burnt a pie. It was a chicken pot pie.
Bad chicken.
Look, we don't mind helping out, but we work as a pair. That's
it is just clearly a job for just one person. So if one of you could leave,
look. If you want,
are these your teeth on the floor here? They look like James's teeth.
Oh, thank you. I couldn't find those.
Oh, those do look like James's teeth, huh?
Huh. Oh, weird.
Okay.
Look at that belt. Look on the inside insignia there on the belt. You see that?
Oh my God, dude, that's James's insignia.
This James's insignia.
One of you, I need one of you. Could you two help me with this blender? Put your hands, just reach into this blender here.
Oh, my hands aren't letting me get to the end.
You gotta get further in than that if you're gonna fix the blender.
Ah, my friend, my little gray cells tell me that 3A Apple is another apartment entirely.
Are you suggesting we're in the wrong building, sir?
I think we may be in the wrong building.
Look at that. That's something. Those
3A Apple's actually right. It's just the unit right next door. I can listen. The walls are very thin. I hear most of what he's going on, you know. He's got a lot of visitors.
Maybe we don't need to talk to Mr. Thompson. We can ask you, what sort of sounds have you heard coming from that place?
A lot of grunts and groans. The guy's always in the kitchen cooking up things, but it never smells good. It smells nasty.
Smells messed up.
Does it smell, madame, like it's the cooking of a human being?
I've never done that. I couldn't tell you that. But if I did have to decipher rotting flesh.
What?
And my boyfriend just woke up. My boyfriend's awake. Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing.
Oh, well, we don't want to stop you from throwing it in, as you said earlier. So good luck with that. We hope it worked out nicely. And we'll check out.
You got to really throw it in at this point in my life, you know, or else I'm not going to feel it. It's got to be thrown in. Like,
I think it's a big target. It's a big target.
Baby, we got to move out of 3C as in cat. We got to move out of here. Do you hear them over there trying to kiss a little kiss? They're trying to kiss a little kiss, and I'm over here trying to read a book.
Well, now, I don't know why you just care about that.
Oh. I'm talking to both of you babies. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know why we don't kiss a little kiss anymore ourselves.
I agree. Like, I mean, y'all should just kiss a little kiss.
Look, your job is to watch us do or not do whatever we're going to do. Your job is to not chime in on whether we should kiss a kiss.
Well, I think we should change those rules.
Then I agree.
Okay, well, it is not the Thrupple and 3C Cat. They are totally innocent. That is true.
Yeah, we can rule them out for sure.
We can rule them out, my friend.
But let's make sure we have the same building as we thought we did. But this is a C, this is B. Now, this one, maybe, this is A, and then the next one would be A Apple. Is that right?
Yes, yes. This is how the alphabet goes.
Right, okay. Well, if you want to knock and start, maybe I got us all off kilter. Go ahead, please, be my guest.
All right. Knock, knock, knock.
Oh, well, 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 if it isn't visitors.
Sorry to disturb you. My friend here had a couple of questions. I'm just going to stand by.
Oh, I could answer questions. Okay.
Bonjour, monsieur.
You get three total questions. Okay, go ahead. This is first question.
I am Hercule Poirot. Many people think I am French, but I am, of course, Belgian.
Obviously, yeah.
Knowing that I have a very distinct skills in the olfactory area, I smell the distinct smell of human being cooking.
Burning flesh.
No. I was burning my nail clippings. I was getting rid of my nail clippings.
This is a plausible explanation.
Although I have found that skin it is the largest organ, of course. Smells very different than what you call your nails.
But sometimes when I cut my nails, I cut so far that some of the skin comes with it. It's as simple as that. It's just a little bit of skin on the nails.
Could we take a look in your oven?
Would you mind?
It'll
just be
I'm
a moment,
cooking.
Sir. I could go back to the station and get a warrant if that's what you're asking.
No. Oh, please don't. That's nothing so serious.
We'll just put our heads in the oven, look around a little bit, and we'll be right out of your head.
In fact, we can both put them in at the same time. I don't think that'll be a problem.
Okay.
If you guys are finished arguing out there of who's going to talk when they come in to speak to me, detectives, I'm ready.
We're ready, Captain.
Yeah, no, he's got it, Captain.
Good.
What do you mean? Wait, hold on a second. You said you were going to talk.
Oh, you fucking jerk.
No, you gave
honestly,
me some...
guys, if you don't have it down yet, I'm happy to wait until you guys know who's
going to Captain, we're ready. We're totally
we're ready.
Now.
Okay, then.
Go on.
Tell step him. On it.
What do you
tell
mean?
Tell him, smart
you go.
Face.
You do it.
No, see, guys, for real. For real. This is how it works. If you're not ready to come in and talk...
We're
just...
ready, Captain. We're ready to go.
Okay. Here's the
hit
problem.
Him. Yep.
Over at the apartment, so to speak... Two of our best detectives have gone missing.
Hold on. Is it not apartments?
So to speak, it's not. Oh.
So they might be condos?
So to speak.
Okay.
Hercule and Kalam, they're not
Kalam?
Answering their phones at all.
Yeah. Kalam.
Oh, my God.
I know. Maybe they just can't find their phone, Captain. We've been over this before. Sometimes neither. These guys are idiots.
Yeah, maybe Hercule, not. But Hercule I don't want any more guesswork.
He doesn't use anything modern. He loves to, like, live in the past and that weird shit.
Guys, I'm not here to discuss their manufacturing of evidence or the way they do things.
Sorry, Captain.
What I'm here to say is two of our finest are gone. You two to go figure out what the hell is going on over there.
Could we also be considered two of our finest, Captain, just before we head out?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Enough said. We're on our way. Yes. We're going to do this.
Call me on my cell phone.
Sure.
Hello.
How are you, ma'am?
What's everybody now doing over here at this hour? You know, I have a boyfriend, you know.
We're not here to solicit you.
We're kissing a little kiss, hugging a little hug, touching a little touch, poking a little poke.
Were you throwing it in, ma'am?
What the fuck?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, we were throwing it in. We had to.
Okay,
very well.
You had to.
You have to, or else it's never going to get in there. You got to do it with gusto.
Okay, you don't got to dip down and thrust. All right, so we're
come
just,
on, I got to show you a little bit.
It's fine, ma'am. All right, so let's just see. We're looking for two detectives that might have been around here, Kalam and Hercule.
Oh yeah, sure. I saw two detectives came talk to me, and they were absolutely, they were just.
How long ago was that, what you said?
Gosh, maybe three fucks ago. Maybe three fucks ago.
Isn't that a scene, too? Ooh, yes. You know, it's a good time.
Scene 3.
3 comes from some listener, Dan, who wrote, "Hey, Kevin, sometimes my mind wanders at work and wonder to myself, if I send them an email, will they really have to improvise any crazy idea that I have? I happened across such an idea and couldn't hold back. During a frat hazing, some pledges wake up at a furry convention. I'm ready to hear some ear magic. Yours, Dan." Oh, it's happening.
All right, everyone, shut up, all right? Blindfolded right now, and you have a grocery bag on your head, all right?
What's going on? What's
I can't breathe.
I'm having trouble seeing.
I can't breathe.
All right, let's take the bag off.
Dude, no, if she can talk, if you can talk, you can breathe, okay?
All right, well.
What's happening? What's happening?
So
keep the bags on your head.
Right.
So do you want to do this?
No, I don't want to do this, but I don't want them to take the bags off the head. Did you take the bag off your head when you were getting brought in?
We didn't have bags when I was in college.
What? How old are you?
Can we just stay on the point, okay? I don't think we
Okay. Sorry. I had bags when I got...
I'm taking the bag off. I'm taking the bag
off. Don't take the bag off!
Oh, holy shit! Oh, my God. She's fucking dead, dude.
Pledgetina.
She's not dead.
Yes, Pledgetina. She is, dude. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We lost Pledgetina.
Okay. I know what to do.
Try mouth to mouth.
No! Okay.
Get in there. Throw it in.
Okay, look. We just got to accept that she's dead, all right? We just got to accept that she's dead.
This is part of the pledge.
Okay, Deke, you know, you're a 20th year senior. You know, you've been here longer than I've been dean. All right. And, you know, I know that pledge week is what you live for. And you take 1 3 credit class a semester just so you can, you know, stay in the frat. And now that this is some sort of co-ed frat. That you're initiating people into? What's going on?
What do you mean what's going on? It's called a future dean. And also, I just want to say, for Thanksgiving this year, I know you and my daughter are kind of on the rocks right now, but
yes, I mean the fact that you're my stepdad makes all this more awkward. All right, Deke.
I just want you to know that we're happy to, you know, do it at our house. So we're doing it here at the frat house. So, but anyway,
I don't want to have Thanksgiving at the frat house. Okay,
we'll decide later. And yeah, I can pledge a lady now.
All right, fine. I think that actually is, you know, encouraging.
And guess
you know?
What, Dean? Maybe don't open your desk because someone might have taken a shit in all your drawers.
Oh, come on. You're 53 years old. Grow up. Okay, yes, there's a shit in my desk. All right, you happy now?
Oh, you just got deked. Deked.
I've been deked more than enough times. Okay. And look, we need to have some vegetarian options at Thanksgiving this year.
No fucking way.
Yes. Like, I'm not going to eat your fried turducken.
It's so fucking good. You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
It's all right. But Allison is mostly vegetarian now. So I think we're just going to concentrate on sides.
You know what, man? It's all the bullshit you're putting in her head. She used to eat meat.
Okay.
Hi, Deke. Could you pick up the phone, please? This is your doctor. This is from Sherman Oaks Doctoring Center. Could you
What's
pick
up, the Doc? Phone? It's the Deke.
Hi, Deke. Hi. How, buddy? You came in 2 weeks ago for a full physical. First of all, everything looks good. We did not get your fecal samples back. You just sent an empty bag of air.
Yeah,
are you out
kinda.
Of, are you out
kinda,
of, yeah?
Kind of unloaded. Kind of unloaded on my son-in-law.
That's information, not necessarily anything. We just need to get your fecal samples in so that.
No prob, Doc. Hey, I got a question.
Yeah.
You think it's fucked up if I drink beer and smoke weed?
I think it's a bit premature to. I mean, a prematurity. You're not a mature person just to be asking a doctor that. I'm a doctor. I'm a medical doctor of medicine, Deke. Look, just bring the fecal samples by as soon as you're able to make them. Could you, pal?
No prob.
No. Please, treat me with a little bit of respect. I have a doctorate in doctorism.
Babe, I don't want to tell my dad that we're pregnant. I just don't.
I mean, he's going to be a granddad. I mean, he's going to want to know that, right?
It's more of do I want to submit my child to that? It's no, boundaries it. And it's a personal choice. And honestly, I don't think he'd notice. Like, yes, I'm 7 months, very much so showing, but I just don't think he'd notice.
No, I think you're right. He's oblivious to most things. I mean, he's been your entire life. He's been going to college. He's been a frat bro.
Growing up in that house was scarring, to say the least.
I don't even understand. How does he make money? Like, how is money coming in?
You know, his parents died when he was 21. And that's exactly at the same time that his trust fund came into place. So he just got bombarded with cash.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. Appreciate that. And again, sorry for your loss. Just wanted to let you know that the trust fund kicks in now that you've turned 21. And so I'm just curious what your plans are as we'll be managing those funds.
For right now, I don't know. I think...
I mean, you're in college. You're supposed to be graduating soon. I'm just curious what the future holds for you.
I was thinking maybe traveling the world, trying to find enlightenment and peace.
Right, Bruce Wayne. Listen, we're here to help. We take our job seriously. So you tell us what you'd like to do, and we'll try to help make that happen.
I don't know. Maybe... I guess stay in college, get fucked up.
Now, Mr. Lynch, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm going to take an early lunch break. When I stepped away from my desk a moment ago, someone put a steamer in my desk drawer, and I just need to go clear my mind and take a break. Can I bring you anything back from the
cafeteria?
Sandwich place where they make the sandwiches. Yes, cafeteria. Yes.
Sorry, you lost me at the fecal sample. Is that what they left at your desk?
They left a steaming hunk of fecal matter in my desk, and I just need a sandwich to clear my mind.
And you don't have any idea who that might have come from?
No, I stepped away for just a moment. Oh, hi, sir. I stepped away for just a moment.
Right. Okay. Yeah, give me, if they have any chili, I'll take the chili.
They have chili.
Okay.
Why do you want me to take a dump in this bag, Deke?
I just need it for a doc sample. Just do it. Don't be an ass.
I mean, it's pretty. Probably you got to do it, but all right.
I already dumped my load.
Okay.
Jesus, did you rip the bag? God damn it, dude. I'm going to get another bag, man. I gotta get another bag.
We can still use this, right?
Stop going,
Deke?
Stop going. I gotta get another bag.
I can't.
Damn, man.
Deke.
Deke, what's going
Jesus,
on here?
Man, what the fuck, Dean? You got a knock.
Look, there's been some complaints about you projecting porn movies on the side of the Sig Epp house, okay? You were having a regular Andrew Montgomery film festival.
I figure it's the only action they can get.
Okay, look, you can't. It's offensive, all right? You can't project porn on the side of your building.
What? Can you hand me that bag?
This bag here?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, heavy.
Thanks. Do you mind just digging your hand into it?
Put my hand right in this?
Yeah, do you mind?
Okay. Oh, I got deep.
Whoa, where am I? What's happening? What? There's a bunch of furry costume. Is this heaven? Wait.
You're at a furry convention, man.
Welcome.
I'm alive? Here.
Yeah, man. We made it through.
Holy shit.
I know.
Last time,
fraternity is
the fucking
weirdest.
I had a plastic bag over my head and I was... not breathing well.
We brought you back to life. Yeah, you're going to be okay.
Thank you so
much. You're
going to
be okay.
Welcome.
I mean, you're in a furry costume, but you're going to be okay.
Oh, Oh, whoa, and I'm dressed like Pikachu. This is, wow.
Yeah.
I'm dressed like a wolf with a bobtail.
A bobtail wolf.
Welcome.
What happens, Mr. Wolf? What do we do now?
Well, now that we know that you're okay, we can't very well let you go out and tell everybody else about our secret convention here.
Wait, what?
Suppose we'll either have to stay or that's your only option. Your options are you have to stay.
Okay.
Scritch with us.
What now?
Scritch with you?
We'll scritch you if you scritch us back.
Okay, how does that work? Before I can say yes or no, I think it would be helpful to know what it is.
I'm scritching you now.
I'm getting scritched.
Jesus,
Dean, it was a prank, okay? Allison was just supposed to wake up, but she was going to be in the frat, all right? I don't know where the hell she is now.
You're trying to initiate your own daughter into your frat? She doesn't want to be a part of it, Deke.
What?
She doesn't. And you're going to be a grandfather. There, I said it.
What are you?
You didn't notice when you put her in a bag that she's 7 months pregnant? No.
What do you mean? What the fuck are you trying to do to me, Dean? I'm not going to graduate.
Yeah, maybe one of the classes you never took is basic biology, okay? Because she's having my child.
Oh, my God.
And we'd like you to be a part of our child's life.
Oh, my God. I
just can't help but thinking that somewhere along the way, that there was a deeper, more philosophical Deke in there.
Deke, bro, you know there's no grandpas allowed in the frat.
Shit.
That's one of the frat bylaws that you wrote yourself, Deke.
Well, then I guess just that means then I'm not going to be a grandpa.
You do not.
Dean, I got to talk to you, okay?
All right, what is it?
Well, listen, I know that I'm only head of campus security, and I'm not supposed to be making any kind of vigilante arrests or anything. But I got to tell you, we've got women dropping like flies around this campus. First Clutch Tina, then Allison. I mean, people are going missing. People are dying. And no one seems to be giving any cheese about it. I want your permission to make some vigilante arrests. And yes, I have a taser.
Permission granted.
That was extreme. I was ready to come in, guns a-blazing. I thought you were going to shut me down.
No, you can tase up to the point of death.
Whoa. I got to say.
Are we thinking of the same target?
I mean, I've got to have some investigations to do. I mean, I definitely want to make sure that I am targeting the right person before I tase to the point of death.
Knock, knock, knock. I have a special delivery for the dean.
Hey, I didn't ask you to come in, Deke.
Deke, what do you mean? I'm just a pizza delivery guy.
Okay, you've got a ridiculous mustache on. It's obviously you.
Here's the pie. Just take a bite.
Well, I am kind of hungry. Oh, come on!
I just got deked. He just got deked.
I should have noticed the box was right around your waist. Okay, well, this is Mitchell, the head of our campus security. This is my stepdad, Deke.
Hey, Deke. Nice to meet you.
Hey, pleasure to meet you.
I'd love to ask you some questions once I have my two detectives here. If it's okay with you, Dean, I did outsource some detective work because I'm here for the vigilante arrests, but I'm not here for the actual investigation. That's beyond my skills. We'll do a lot
of the investigation questions, so we're about ready to just start grilling people.
Okay, you're the detective?
I'm one of them. Hi.
Okay.
And I'm the other one. So let's start the grilling, shall we?
All right.
They're here. Okay, they're here right now, and they're ready to go.
Okay, great. Can you start with this subject right here?
Oh, Jesus. What is that?
It's a dick in a pizza box is what it is.
Oh. It's a dick in a pizza box.
Dick in a pizza box. Okay.
Well, we can solve that one.
See if we can ask a couple of questions to get us there. Hey, how'd you get your dick in a pizza box?
Well, it took a while, but I figured it out. You just cut a hole in it and then you stuff crust it.
Okay. Okay.
I actually have other campus business to get to, by the way. 90% of my time is taken up with Deke-related issues.
Just a moment, sir, before you leave. Can I ask one question? Did you, yes. in fact, how close did you get to the penis in the box?
Okay, first of all, I'm not leaving. This is my office.
Right?
Okay, fair.
I took you literally when you said you had to go.
Okay. I have to attend to other business. But how close did I get? I grabbed it.
Right.
Thinking I was grabbing a slice of pepperoni.
I see.
All right?
I see. And you've had pepperoni pizza in the past. Is that right, sir?
Yes. Yes, I have.
And was it, in fact, penis shaped?
Can I just direct the train here? Because we need to do some investigating about all the women who are missing on this campus.
Listen to what's happening. He grabbed a piece of pepperoni that was penis shaped. That's weird, right?
Oh, so it's blame the victim, huh?
Well, I mean,
I'm to blame because I opened a pizza box thinking a hot pizza would be in there.
And that's exactly why being a furry is so special.
Welcome.
And we really think you'd do good to be here. I mean, we have a fantastic support system.
Yeah,
you'll be able to raise your kid here.
It's just I've been here for 3 days now, and you guys haven't given me any food or anything.
Forgot. We literally forgot. That was not intentional.
Yeah. We don't know what Pikachu is eating. About your community for so long, and I get it now. And you know, I'm here, but I'm hungry.
What
I'm
a double Pikachu's hungry. Eat? What a Pikachu's eat? I mean, I know what a wolf eats.
With a bobtail, he knows that.
I know what a lion eats. A cat. I just don't know what a Pikachu eats.
Burritos, if you guys have burritos, Pikachu will eat some
burritos. There's a delivery place. Yes. We can get burritos in from the delivery place.
Yeah, we could do
place.
That.
Dick's delivery.
Can you guys get a penis pie?
Penis pie?
Yeah. We can do that. Let's get a penis pie too.
Dick, pick up. This is the doctor's office. Dick, hello. Pick up.
Hello.
Please. Hi, we got the that full bag sample that you sent in.
My load.
Put a stamp on there and our address on that big leaking bag. Your poop looks absolutely fine. By the way, you're cleared to get the insurance. We were a little bit concerned about your penis. It's starting to get a little pepperoni-ish looking towards the end.
Yeah.
So we don't think there's anything to worry about now, but come back like 10, 15 years maybe when you're a sophomore. We'll take another look at that for you.
All right, chill.
No, I'm not upset about it at all, Deke. I'm just telling
you. Just relax, dude.
No, I'm not upset. I'm just a doctor giving information. I'm just letting you know you're all clear and good to go.
I'll never become a doctor. When I graduate, I'm probably going to be a skateboarder.
Okay, that everybody gets there. I'm very indifferent about your future, Deke. I just really need to get off the phone right now.
Hell yeah. All right, well, I'll come over.
No need to. Literally no need. This was a phone call. This was like a verbal coming over that you just did. Uh-huh. We're good. Good to go.
You want to pick me up? Or?
Well, I'll go around and say what we're thankful for. I'm sure if Allison was here, she'd be participating. But I guess I'm thankful for the opportunity to be around friends and family and in-laws and Deke, you want to go?
Yeah. First off, I want to say thank you to the High Life for making such a badass beer.
Amen.
Second, I want to say I'm super thankful that Dean is here. We're able to bury the hatchet for the holidays and say what we're thankful for.
My name is Jeff, by the way. Dean is my title. You've never learned that.
Wow. All right. Maybe he's had too many high lives. but I am still glad that Jin is here and that we're able to hang out and do this. And I also just want to say from the bottom of my heart that, you know, I really love you.
I love you too.
I'm talking to the High Life.
That's our show.
He got deked.
One more time.
Woo! Let's thank all of our alchemists, starting with Jackie Gonzalez to Ruth Day. Woo! Oh, thank you so much, Jackie. Great to see you as always.
Thank you for having me. Great to see you all.
Do you want to direct folks any particular place to? No?
I mean, I'm at Jackie DeRuthy. You can find me.
That's right.
And that's where you can find me right now.
Cool.
That's where I'm going to direct you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you in the backyard in about 20. Yeah. James Heaney, thank you so damn much.
Thank you for thanking me. It's been a pleasure. The Real James Heaney on Instagram. Go ahead and check it out. Don't forget Alchemy This Pod on Reddit. And you can find out every episode who's in it. Get a little update in there. It's really great.
Cool. Thanks. Sweet Reddit plug. Gary, thank you so much, pal. Thank you,
guys. Thank you for letting me be a part of this. On the internet, on Instagram, at Gary Anthony Williams. I got a new cartoon coming up. Catch that. Called The Harper House.
Harper House?
Yeah. I have a podcast out there because I'm literally, I think this is the first podcast ever that anyone's done.
Yeah.
It's called Day Drinking with Gary and Elliot.
Gary and Elliot.
A new episode soon, but you can check out some of the archived ones right now.
Get at it, folks. Craig Kukowski, welcome back to this side of the country, and so nice to have you.
It's nice to be in the same time zone again.
Right?
I don't have to learn two times.
No.
At Kukowski on Twitter, C. Kukowski on Instagram. I misspoke last time. I guess I have closer to 4,000 followers. So
thanks.
Not too shabby.
Double your pleasure.
Wow.
Joey Greer.
You know it. Everyone's thinking it, so let's just get to it. I'm on TikTok. I've been doing it for a second. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know what it's hurting me in, but we'll find out in the coming weeks. Check me out at God Bless Jim Chum. And also, if you really want to know what's going on, Alchemy This on Instagram.
Check it out. Check it out now. All right. Let's thank our engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking each and every damn one of you. Please tell everyone you've ever met about us, and we look forward to seeing you next time on
Alchemy.